The types of accommodations vary depending on the needs of the individual with epilepsy. In fact, many people with epilepsy will not need any accommodation at all. The first step in providing accommodation is to privately discuss needs with the employee and then create both an accommodation plan and a first aid plan. For people with epilepsy, discussing and creating an accommodation plan, confidentially with managers or HR staff, can be comforting. For coworkers, knowing there's a first aid plan available reduces the fear and mystery of a seizure occurring in the workplace. So, for the person with epilepsy, it provides for their safety and dignity, and allows them to work to the best of their ability. So, Ruben, would you like to know more about an employer's duty to accommodate and preparing both an accommodation plan and a first aid plan?